Allah SWT tells us in this ayah, كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب الحق ليحكم بين الناس فيما اختلفوا فيه وما اختلف فيه إلا الذين أوتوه من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات بغيا بينهم فهدى الله الذين آمنوا لما اختلفوا فيه من الحق بإذنه والله يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Verse number 213, verse number 213 is now relating both those groups of people. Last time when we stopped, we discovered that Allah is implying to us, informing us, there are two types of people. Always, from the time of Adam al-Islam to the last child born on this earth, there will always be two types of people. Those group of people who always believe in Allah and His prophets. So just because we believe in Prophet Muhammad ﷺ does not make us something unique or alien. No, we are in the footsteps of those who believed in Adam al-Islam, in Idris al-Islam, in Nuh al-Islam, in Musa al-Islam, in Isa al-Islam, in Ibrahim al-Islam, in Ishaq al-Islam, Yaqub al-Islam, Yusuf al-Islam, Zakariya al-Islam, Yahya al-Islam, Isa al-Islam. So whoever believed in all those prophets that are mentioned, 25 prophets mentioned in the Quran, whoever believed in those prophets at those times when they lived on this earth, we are in that same foothold. We are no different from them. That is what Allah wants. This is one group of people. This group of people have always remained on this earth. And two glimpses of these people are very close to us. The Jews and the Christians. Yes, the Jews before the Christians and the Christians after the Jews. And yes, we came. But Allah is saying that these two who are there now are still non-believers. Because for them to be a Jew or follower of Ibrahim or follower of Musa, for them to be called that, they have to believe in Muhammad. For those who claim that they are followers of Jesus Christ or Jesus, Islam, they cannot remain to be called Christians unless and until they also believe in Muhammad. Because in Torah, Allah told Musa, tell your people that after, why would Allah ask Musa thousands of years ago, that tell your people, those people who are living at the time of Musa, will they remain forever? No, they're going to die. But what was the purpose? To inform them so that they can continue to inform their generations to come, that look, wait for an Arab prophet to come in the Arabian land. Then why did Allah tell Isa al-Islam at that time in Injil, tell your people that from your brethren there will come to you a prophet in whose mouth Allah, God will put His words. Why? Because the people of Isa al-Islam, they would pass. How long can a person last? 100 years? 200 years? So the gap between Isa al-Islam and Muhammad al-Islam, 600 years approximately. Gap between Musa al-Islam and Muhammad al-Islam, thousands of years. So what is the purpose of telling those people at that time, the prophets, that look, keep telling your generations and generations. I tell my son tells his son tells his son, until the people keep coming, until the time of the prophet comes. So when the prophet comes, they will say, this is what my great-grandfather told us about. This is what our ancestors told about. This is the prophet. So now they have to believe in that. But they did not. Hence, they claim to remain adamant that we are Jews, we are followers of Musa and Yaqub and Ishaq and all the group, but we don't want to believe in this prophet. And then the other group says we are followers of Isa and Jesus and we love Him from the bottom of our heart, but we don't want to accept this prophet. This is a futile argument, because that is what Allah is saying. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. Nas, Allah talked about humanity in general, the whole human being generation. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. What? We are all from the same father, Adam al-Islam. That is why in the Sharia of Adam al-Islam, it was allowed for a brother to marry a sister. But today it's not. Because at that time, human race, human population was scarce. So Allah is the Sharia giver. Allah is the maker of the law. He made the law for that prophet. Look, because I want Bani Adam to keep on growing and growing, you are allowed to marry the sister. But there was an injunction. Because Hawa, alayhi salam, she used to give birth to twins all the time. Tawaman. And subhanAllah, this was the system of Allah. Allah mandated it. Allah wanted it to be this way. She would always give birth to twins, but the twins will not be just boys or just girls. The twins would be a boy and a girl, a boy and a girl, a boy and a girl. So the twin that will be born, the I mean, they're all blood brothers and sisters because their father is same and their mother is same. But and in one time that the brother and sister comes, those two are haram for them to marry each other. But in the other group that the brother and sister comes, this boy can marry that girl. Although they are technically, biologically brother and sister, but they're not from the same birth. One was born this year, the other born this year. So every year there is twins coming. So the boy of this year or the boy of last year can marry the girl of this year. And the girl of last year can marry the boy of this year. Why was the Sharia of Adam al-Islam? For that the human race can further progress. That is why Allah is saying, Kana Nasu. Who's the Nas here? Adam al-Islam, Bani Adam, and then Idris, which is known as the biblical term Enoch, Prophet Enoch, and then Noah, and then all the rest that come from Ibrahim al-Islam and Ishaq and Yaqub and Yusuf, ila akhirih. This is the Nas Allah is talking about. كان الناس أمة واحدة. Human race, human population was always one. There was no second Adam. There was no third. As one of my students in Ghazali put it very well. I like it. You know, teenagers, they are very ingenuitive, creative. He said that, Allah did not create Adam and Eve and Steve. Allah only created Adam and Eve. And I asked why. He said, look, we all are from the same. So whoever claims about this homosexuality and things that was going on, where is your proof? Who was your first? Because Adam alayhi salam and Eve were never homosexuals. It's very ingenuitive in the sense that argumentation. Because these people who are out there, and they're going by numbers every day, they claim God made us like that. Astaghfirullah. Allah never made something corruptive, something devastating. So that is what Allah is saying here. كان الناس أمة واحدة. Human race was always one. The followers of Adam alayhi salam are the same as followers of Idris alayhi salam, Enoch. The followers of Enoch, Idris alayhi salam are the same as the followers of Noah alayhi salam, Noah. The followers of Noah alayhi salam are the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam are the same as followers of Ishaq or Ismail alayhi salam. So what if one prophet came after so many generations after Ismail? Why can't you accept him? Why don't you reject Yusuf al-Islam? Why don't you reject Yaqub al-Islam? Why don't you reject Binyamin? Why don't you reject all the others? Why accept them? Just because they come from Ishaq and Ibrahim al-Islam? Well, he also came from Ismail and Ibrahim al-Islam. See, the whole bone of contention is, how come he came from the other, Dusi Lari, from the other chain? Why not all the other chain? Allah wished it that way. And by the way, Ismail al-Islam was the elder brother of Ishaq al-Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserved the last prophet to come from the elder brother. Yes, it's true that Ismail Islam had no other son as a prophet. His own son was not a prophet, his grandson was not a prophet, his great-grandson was not a prophet. But Allah kept the lineage intact, the sharaf, the honor, integrity, was continuing, respect, until Banu Hashim. And from Banu Hashim, Allah chose Abdullah, the father of Muhammad. And then he came. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. That you people, you the kuffar of Makkah, you the Ahl al-Kitab living in Medina. Because remember the Surah Baqarah is a Madani Surah revealed in Medina. Allah is addressing the audience. What is wrong with you? Why don't you ask and contemplate on the argumentation? That look, you all were away from one. This new prophet is not an alien. He didn't land from another planet. And his followers are not any distinct, are not like a downgraded, disrespected lot, you know, like the untouchables in India, Achut. You know, they have caste system. The followers of the previous prophets looked at the followers of Muhammad as niche darjes, kami. They say niche darje ke log. They look at them as a degrading, disgusting way that this is not from us, because this word us was the sharaf of Bani Israel. Bani Israel meaning Bani Yaqub. Yaqub from where? Yaqub al-Islam from Ishaq al-Islam. So this pride that got into them is being countered by this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, look, all the prophets are the same. All the prophets brought the same message. All the prophets had the same job description. No one has any different from the other. And all were sent for one thing. For what? What were they sent for? فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah then says, after telling that the whole ummah is one ummah, after that Allah says, why did I send Nabi or Anbiya to this ummah? There's a reason for that, because the job description for Muhammad alayhi salam, for Isa alayhi salam, for Musa alayhi salam, Yaqub, Zakaria, Yahya, Ishaq, and Yusuf and Ibrahim and all the prophets, the job description was the same. فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّينَ, and Allah sent and mandated prophets, نَبِيِّينَ, how? مُبَشِّرِينَ. Job description number one, criteria number one, مُبَشِّرِينَ. Give glad tidings. Give the good news. You know, have you ever seen those brochures or pamphlets? They come on Sunday morning, knocking at your door. Good news, good news. There's a pamphlet. I remember when I first came to America, 1989, on a Sunday morning, just after a jet lag, two people in suit and tie coming up. Hi, we're here to give you good news. I thought, wow, with an F1 student visa, what good news can he have except getting some money for his tuition? So I thought, that's the good news. And yes, they were willing to do that. If only I believed in Isa al-Islam, Jesus. I said, I do believe. Give me the good news. Oh, no, no, you have to believe our way. I said, I'm a Muslim. I do believe in Isa. He's a prophet of Allah. I don't believe he's a son of God. So I've done your job. Where's my good news? No, no, you have to believe our way. So it is the argumentation, the dialogue, discussion. It's not. What is the good news? They say the good news is if you believe in Isa alayhi salam and believe in his crucifixion and his God incarnation, then you are saved. Savior. Why am I saved? Oh, your sins are taken care of. So he says, all those 18 years of sin that I did previously, it's all gone? Yeah. What about the future? That's also taken care of. Oh, America is a Jannah. Because I can do what I want. I said, this argument doesn't fit right. This good news is illogical by any standards of intellect. Simple. That's all. You know, dawah, giving dawah is not a very difficult task. It's very fitrah, natural, instinct, logical. Tell me, how can my future sins be forgiven if I just believe in this one prophet? I do believe it. Oh, and then they have no answer. Then, you know, that doesn't fit right. The good news that they purposely amalgamated this terminology, good news, for their purpose, justification. Whereas the good news that Allah is talking about, Jannah, Bashara, Bashirhum bil Jannah, Bashara of Jannah, Bashara of the paradise, the eternity. And yes, they also claim the same thing. You are in paradise for eternity. And you don't need to worry about anything in this world anymore until death, because you've believed in Jesus. The Christ, astaghfirullah azim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying all the prophets, criterion or job number one was mubashirin. Criterion or job number two, munzirin. It is highly illogical that the one who will come to give you good news will not give you some bad news. He has to give you bad news. What's the bad news? You don't follow the rules and regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you end up in Jahannam. Simple as that. Because how can there be one-sided criteria? You tell me, brother and sister. In this world, somebody comes to you, he gives you a bucket full of money, a briefcase full of jewelry. Don't you expect that he wants something out of you? He must need something out of you. Nobody is that generous in this world that will just come and hand it over. So therefore, whatever comes is always with strings attached. So if somebody is giving you good news, he must be also warning you against something that is bad to happen. And that was the prophecy of all the prophets. All the prophets and Anbiya and messengers, Rusul, had one thing. That when they give the good news, they had to give the bad news. But look, if you don't act on this, because that's what I ask these people who go on Sunday morning, knock on doors, fine, I accept your good news, but why don't you do the other half of the job? Well, what is it? I don't know. Well, tell them that if they don't act right, they'll be ending up in eternal hellfire. Oh, no. Once you believe in Jesus the Christ, that's it. Everything's taken care of. You are guaranteed paradise. Subhanallah. You can't guarantee anything in this dunya, let alone paradise. What kind of logic is that? In da'wah, number one thing is that in the rules of engagement, the rules of dialogue, everything should be very logical. That fits right with the aql salim. When Allah made this whole principle of tawheed, wahdaniyah, it is with the fitrah. Because Allah created us on the fitrah, so the fitrah has to accept, comprehend automatically the message that's come. And that is what the fitrah is saying, that if you are good, you have bashara. If you are bad, you have invar. Okay? يُبَشِّرُونَهُمْ يُنْذِرُونَهُمْ. In many ayahs, Allah keeps saying the same thing, that all the prophets had the same job. warning them, at the same time giving them good news. Yes, you do the right things, you do on the right path, you will get the good news. But remember, if you sidetrack and deviate, you will have the bad news. وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَأَنْزَلَ مَعْهُمَ الْكِتَابِ. Now, when somebody gives good news or bad news, it has to be based on some criterion. Furqan. It has to be based on some standardization. Even we as kids, we go to school here, elementary school, middle school, high school, we have standardization. You have Terra Nova or CAT, California Achievement Test, or you have NJS, any kind of, regardless whatever school you attend, you have to do some standardized test. Why? To measure your capability. Are you advancing from just grade to grade, doing nothing, or are you actually learning something? Standardized. Then finally, when you are approaching high school, you have to do SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test. Did you ever wonder why? Is it just to get in college? No. Because this dunya is like that. It is based on certain weights and measure and standards that has to be evaluated. If this dunya, which has nothing value compared to the wing of a mosquito, has so many standardization, imagine how can we enter the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any standardization, without any measurement, without any tool or instrument. And that is what Allah is saying. For every messenger, every rasul, we sent a book. Every Nabi and a Rasul was sent with a book. Why? Because that book was the standard. That book was the mi'yar, the evaluation point, point of convergence. That based on this standard, you will be evaluated. Based on this standard, you will be told of the bashara, bushra, good news. Based on this book and this criterion, you will be warned, invar, yunzir, munzir, in the sense of that you have, you're failing. You haven't failed, because until somebody dies, they haven't failed. This is a very important concept, brothers and sisters. Because we think, when we see somebody not praying, when we see somebody bedeen, kisi bedeen badbas insaan ko hum dekh rahe hain, kehte hain ye to jahannami insaan. Are itna aasan hai kehte na jahannami? Zuban se alfaz nikal liye kya wo mohar ki tarah chapak gaye? Nahi. Jab tak aakhri saans baki hai kisi bhi bani aadam mein, mard ya aurat, bachne ka rasta bhi maujood. This is the philosophy of Tawheed, Islam. Why? I'm not saying this. Rasulullah is saying, he said, in terms of Qadr, Qadr and Qadr, fate and predestination, a person may be living all their life doing the acts of hellfire, meaning doing the acts of people who will end up in hellfire, meaning Bharati, Baddiyana, Bedeen, or a very corrupt and evil person, a person acting like the characteristics of someone doomed for hellfire because they have no deen, they have nothing in that criterion. And then suddenly before their death, or very close to their death, they do one act that saves them and enters them into paradise. This is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Mustanad hadith. I'll explain what he's meaning. In the same hadith, he goes on the second paragraph, also some say, by the same token, there is a person, insan asabi al sector, that all his life, he or she has been very multazim, mutadayyin. Whole their lives, they are very namazi, parizgar, dindar, rozgar, everything, zakat, kharat, sadaqat, hajj. But very close to their death, because nobody knows when their death is. Fact of matter is, you don't even know. My grandfather died just 2 days ago, in Pescara, we don't know. Because he had leukemia and cancer for 2 years, fighting chemotherapy, everything, because the doctors, when he had, would last only 6 months, that's what the doctors said. But Allah proves the doctors wrong, as always, with all due respect to doctors, okay? Mujani, Allah Ta'ala send it. That doctors always prove it wrong because the life giver is Allah. When, look, people say that, look, things happen for a reason. Yes. When all the time he was getting chemo, never any reaction, nothing. When his death was muqarrar, 2 days ago, Monday night, they gave him chemo, reaction happened, he got fever, he passed out. Within hours, 5-6 hours. They were scrambling, a team of doctors of 18 people over there, pumping, doing everything. You know, technically, if you don't have deen, you say, hey, let's sue the doctors. Why, how come they put a blood pellet in the patient that would make reaction? Let's sue them. They should have tested that blood sample for anything. That's what a deen insan would do. But a deen doctor would say, no, this was his death written for him. He had to die. That was his last day on earth. So it does not make a difference how he died. Because the thing has to happen. But yes, of course, malpractice has to be also saved. But what Allah SWT is saying, death is not certain to anybody. Nobody knows, but it is certain to come. So nobody knows if the death is tomorrow or next week or next year or next century. So Allah is saying, Rasulullah is saying in that hadith, a person keeps on doing the good things, the righteous things, very deendar, very praise God, very religious, very observant of everything in rituals and deeds. And suddenly before their death or approaching to their death, they do one act that is very evil and sinful that ends them into hellfire. Subhanallah. One act erases lifelong savings. One act erases lifelong misdeeds. And many people, bahut se logo dimag phir jata hai hadith par, isliye hadith bahut hi detail mein batani padti. A lot of people, they become berserk. They literally lose their mental capacity. They say, what's the purpose of them doing deen if Rasulullah is saying, oh, you can go one action? No, try to understand what is he saying. He's not saying just be bad all your life and before death, just the one good deed you enter. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying rather the concept that is being portrayed here in this hadith is always live on the edge of a cliff about to fall. Meaning never live in itminan, tranquility. Oh, mashallah, I pray 5 times a day. I wear topi, I wear shalwar kameez, I have a beard. I'm inshallah. Meaning never be self-satisfied. This is what the hadith is saying. Never consider, because this is what shaitan wants to do to you. Shaitan wants to come and whisper, hey, look, if you miss one or two salah, you miss one or two roza, you miss a zakat once in a year, no problem. You are always praying 5 times a day, namazi, parizga. Everybody knows you in the society and community that you are a Muslim, a diehard, devout Muslim. This is how shaitan begins to sow the seeds of poison, venom. Slowly, 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 at that moment you see that the person gradually becomes loose. By the same token, Allah SWT through the Rasulullah is telling in this hadith, until the death, until the last moment, sakratul maut, in fact, in one of the hadith, until sakratul maut come on the person always has chance for ruju ila Allah, return to Allah. Meaning if a person has lived 60 years of life, of those 60 years of life, 59 and 3 and a quarter years of life was all in ma'asiyah, disobedience. You name the biggest sins, he or she has done that. And then they ask, is there any way coming back? Yes. This is the supremacy of Allah's word. Allah's doors are always open. Provided there is sincerity, ikhlas, purity in the niyyah of the person. They're not playing games. Because in this dunya, we cannot judge on anyone. We cannot prejudge anyone. Because of their action, because of their characteristics, because of their attire, because of whatever. We can't judge people on nothing. Only Allah is the judge. So if we at least give this, if we give people this da'wah, if we give people, whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim, whether it's some weak Muslim who doesn't, he or she doesn't pray, doesn't practice ibadah, anything, they are into the dunya, love and love, unhe hame dudkar honi chahiye. Hamare andar ye cheez ghus gayi aajkal, ki agar hum 5 namazi kya pad lete, hum samajhte hain bade deendar ho gaye, to ab bedeen logon se hum milna chhod dete. Unse khilaf utna baithna chhod dete. Yaar chhodo wo badbakht logon ke saath time faltu bazaya hota hai. क्या पता ये बात अल्लाह ताला को नापसंद हो जाए, नापसंदीदा आप हो जाए अल्लाह ताला की नजरों में कि तुमने ये कैसे कह दिया, तुम्हें क्या पता कि वो इंसान, जैसे कि मूसा सलाम का बड़ा मशहूर वाक्य है कि वो उन्होंने उस वो खैर बहुत लंबी बात हो जाएगी, वी गेटिंग आउट ऑफ द क्रैक हियर द बॉटम लाइन हियर अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इज सेइंग हियर दैट व्हेन समबडी इज कमिंग एज अ मुबशिर एज अ मुनजिर विद अ किताब गिविंग वार्निंग द डोर इज ओपन फॉर 2 पॉइंट्स Until the sun comes from the west, and until the person is in sakratul maut. If they are in sakratul maut, now that they know that malakul maut is there, and the ruh is about to come out, at that moment they say, Tawbah, 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 Biri Tawbah. Tawbah is not accepted. When the sun comes from the west, they say, Tawbah, 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 Nasuha. No, it's not accepted. But before these 2 points, Tawbah is always accepted. By the same token, let me warn you, that this philosophy does not mean we have a free ticket to do anything negative, anything wrong, any guna. No. So that's what the philosophy of the Christians are today. Believe in Jesus the Christ, all your sins are forgiven, future and past and present. You have the good news. No. Allah is not saying that He will just judge people based on what they did, the pronouncement, the tawbah. No. He will evaluate the tawbah. And then they will be evaluated on the Day of Judgment. And by the way, the hadith in that Bukhari Muslim is saying that they must have done something very huge and humongous in terms of reward and return and dividends and fruits that would wipe off all those 59, 60 years of bad deeds. Because remember, the system, the formula of Allah SWT is what? You do one bad deed, it's counted as one bad deed. You do one good deed, it's not counted as one good deed. Never. If any Muslim thinks that one good deed is counted as one good deed in their kitab, Mizan of Hasanat on the Day of Judgment, they are wrong, wrong, wrong. So then you might be asking, how many times does Allah accept? How much does Allah write for one good deed? Minimum. What's the bare minimum? I've got pop quiz that. 30? Wrong. 70 wrong. Ji kya bola? Buzurgon ki baat sunate hain. 10. Because Rasulullah said in a hadith, in Bukhari again, that he said, Al-Hasanatu bi-ashra amthaliha. So the scholars use this hadith as the benchmark, platform, launching pad, springboard. Al-Hasanatu bi-ashra amthaliha. Every good deed, every hasana, whatever, no matter how big or how small it is. Smiling in the face of your Muslim brother. Yes, I'm khairis. You may just make your decision. जितने आप बैठे हैं उसको मल्टीप्लाई करके 100 बैठे हैं तो 1000 तो मेरे ऐसे ही होगी मेरे आप सारे 100 को जो मुस्कुरा के दे ठीक सो अलहस दिस इज वेरी स्मॉल यू डोंट नीड टू एनीथिंग एक्सेप्ट मूव योर चीक्स लिटिल बिट मूव योर लिप्स लिटिल ठीक आप पीछे देख ना करें प्लीज इधर ही देख कर और यू डू एज बिग एज समथिंग दैट यू हेल्प समवन मैरी देयर डॉटर ऑफ यू हेल्प समवन गो मेक देयर हज दैट लुक्स बिग दिस लुक्स स्मॉल But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah is telling us, no matter how big, how small, each one is merited minimum 10. But that's not it. That is the bare minimum, the bottom level. Meaning don't settle for, don't expect or umeed yini rakhi insan ke mere se minimum nahi hai. No. You might be getting the maximum, which is unlimited. The barometer goes this way, 10 to 70, 200, 700, 1000, and unlimited. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and Rasulullah are saying here, that a person, yes, they may have been bad all their life. How big is a life? 60? Or say, let's say hypothetically 60. 59.5 years is all gone in bad. How many bad deeds they may have done? Okay, zina, sharab, things, whatever you want to talk, all of them is counted as one. Yes, they are kabair, they are major sins. Cheating, robbing, stealing, all these big sins, but they all counted as one, 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 one. So let's say if the person did at least one a year, 59. Before his death, he makes tawbah, tawbah nasuha, khalis tawbah, and he does one good deed, he erases all that 59 in one shot. What to talk about all the more. So that is how that hadith is explained. This is hadith in the chapter of qada and qadr, taqdeer, or tadbeer ki chapter. And that's why a lot of people gumrah ho jate. A lot of people think, gee, what is the iman ka fayda kya hai? Nek salihat ka fayda kya hai? Jab hadith mein likha hai ki aap saare saal achhe kaam kar sakte hain aur aakhri maut se pehle ek aisa gunah kar lenge jo sabko uda dega. Bilkul. Sochiye aap. Aapse kya gunah sarsad ho sakta hai jisse aapki saari ibadat cancel ho jaye? Shirk. Shirk. Aur kufr billah. Shirk aur kufr billah. Kufr billah what? Murtad. Yes, 59.5 years. You did so many hajj, so many zakat, so many salah, so many siyam, so many good deeds. Mount it up. Let's say 59 million. Let's say the maximum you want to. 1 million for each year of good deeds you accounted. 59 million. On 6 months before death, you become murtad. Astaghfirullah azim la hawla wa la quwwata. Like that Abdul Rahman in Afghanistan. He got asylum in Italy. All that 59 million gone down the drain. Because what is the mayar to accept good deed? What is the standardization? SAT, TOEFL, or SAT, or whatever? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. If in this mayar, standardization, one drop, not an inch, not a spoonful or a teaspoonful, one drop or one tenth of a drop of shirk enters in this, kalima shahada. This is shirk. So now it erases all of that. Barbaad ho gaya, wasted. Or the person becomes kufr. Oh ji, namaz nahi padni. Kahin likha nahi hai namaz farz. Hota hai. Baaz log aise kufr kiya hai. Kufr ke kalam kehte. You know how many murtadeen are living in Pakistan alone? You pick up all the Bollywood and Lollywood and whatever, I mean, sorry, all of Lahore and Islamabad, all the TV stations, these producers and directors, Murtadeen. They're Murtad people. It was a coincidence, the last time when I went to Pakistan, I was in Islamabad, I bumped into one of the directors, one of the producers of a show, of a drama. He happened to come for to the Islamic University for some research or something. It was an ittifaq, husna ittifaq, coincidence to meet him. In Badabad, the way we found out, he claimed openly to me, I don't believe in God. There is no such thing as God. You know what his name was? Waqas. Sayyid Waqas something. And he is a producer in PTV station in Islamabad, producing shows. You tell me, what kind of shows will Waqas produce to do what to your mind? I rest my case. And he's not just one, because I thought he's only one. When I discovered more and started giving him dawah, trying, he said, look, Jawaz sahab, aap kuch bhi kar le, maine to wapas nahi aana. To aap apna time barbaad kar. Jaye wahan jaake gare, mashallah, log baj jaye. This is his alfaz. Yani, I mean, how many more of you like, oh, bhara pad hai. Hum sab isi kaam mein lage. Kyun? Hamara koi deen imaan hi nahi. So why don't you announce? Oh, Pavel Gutte ne kar de. The moment you announce on any street of Islamabad, who madrasa wale aa jayenge aapko pakad ke seedha patwa karke wahi khatam kar de. Because the saza is capital punishment. Yehi to sari baat ho rahi thi. Abdul Rahman in Afghanistan, they say, oh, kill. Oh, I didn't say that. So, here Allah SWT is saying, there has to be a standardization, a mayar for this. Because the ummah is all one. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ. See, Allah is saying that I sent ba'as means to send, sanction, ordain. Allah is saying, I did not just send prophets to one qawm or this qawm or to the Muslim, Muhammad says, no. I sent prophets to all the nas. And wherever any prophet came, there were always two types of people. Those who believed in the prophet and those who rejected the prophet. So, two classifications of people always came from Adam and Islam's time to Idris, to Nuh, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Ismail, and all the way through to the last prophets. Always there are two people. Even today, there are two groups of people. Those who believe in Allah and Muhammad, and those who don't believe, or those who do believe in Allah and don't believe in Muhammad, they're not complete. That is why Isa, when he'll come back, he will break all the cross, he'll kill all the pigs, and he will offer to people only one or two options. Either come and join me with the Muslims, not a new party, not a new deen, come and join me, Isa, Jesus, with the Muslims, or be ready to fight us, not him. And that is why he will be on the rank and file of the Muslims, fighting whoever wants to fight. This will be the biggest, how should I put it, this will be the biggest dalil, proof, live human being, prophet, who once upon a time came on this earth, left unfinished business, now he's here. How bigger belief of Allah you want than Muhammad as Islam is haq, Allah is haq, Quran is haq, Jannah is haq, Akhirah is haq. Allah is sending back another prophet, the same one. So Allah is saying, still you will reject my Nabi, still you reject my deen. How bigger? Isse bada suboot chahiye kya insaan ko? That's what Allah says. كَانَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. This ummah is continuing from Adam and Islam. His ummah is still there, Muhammad Islam. This ummah will continue until Isa Islam will come again. Second time, he will come second time, not as a Nabi or Rasul, as a ummati. That is why the word ummah is very significant in this ayah. When he comes back again, he'll say, I am an ummah of Muhammad Islam. I'm not a Nabi. I'm not a Rasul. Don't come and pray behind me or follow me. I will not lead the prayer even, you will say. I will follow you, whoever you choose as your imam. And as the riwayat say, that Mahdi will be the imam for the Muslims and Isa Islam will pray behind. Can you imagine the sharaf? Can you imagine who that person Mahdi will be? That Isa alayhi salam, once upon a time a prophet on earth, is praying behind him. He's saying, you are my imam. Who's saying this? Isa alayhi salam. And we Muslims who are there standing in salah, we stand what? Foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. How you feel that all your life you studied and you knew about this man called Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. And now he's standing in your land. You see his face. By the way, it's not what they show with the six pack over there. We don't know how he is. He's not even black or purple, as it happens in Harlem or in Australia. There was one purple Jesus in Australia found in a church. So they keep painting whatever they feel like. But we Muslims, we don't paint, we don't draw, we don't anything. But imagine, brothers and sisters, that if you happen to live that long enough that Isa Islam comes and he's standing with you, just ask yourself, what will be the condition of your iman? What will be the condition of your eyes? What will be the condition of your heart? What will be the condition of your heart beating? You're praying salah, whatever salah, and in your, you know Isa Islam is next to us. And he's not leading. People will force him to leave. He said, no, I have strict commands from the commander-in-chief. Do not lead, follow. And ask those who are not following me and you, the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, begin to follow before it's too late. Begin to follow before it's too late. That's why the most of the Mufassirin are of the opinion that the sun coming out from the west would not be before Isa comes again. Because that would be one of the biggest shawahid of Allah warning people, Munzirin, that look, the sun hasn't come out from the west, you still have time to follow this Ummah, Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Brothers and sisters, we have a big sharaf, we have a big honor, but we don't treat it like that. We ourselves take it for granted. Who are you? An ummati of Muhammad. You know what that means? You talk to the prophets, they would, if Allah allowed, they would make sujood to you. That you are the followers of that Nabi, who we want to follow. And we followed once in Salah, in Jerusalem, in Mi'raj. This is a big sharaf. But I don't know why when we see Muslims, 1.6 billion, we feel like they don't know who they are. You know, if you ask a king's son, do you know really who you are? King's son, if he really knows, he will act differently. If he doesn't, he'll say, oh, it's no big deal. It's like every day is a day for normal day. But you are not a king's son. You know of the values. You try to tell him, look, realize the importance. No, that's the same thing the Quran is saying here in this ayah to us, me and you. Because the word started off in the ayah with Ummah. Where is this Ummah? Which is the last Ummah left on earth? Ummah to Muhammad. And this word Ummah has been repeated several times in the Quran. Namely regarding us all the time. Because the Quran is referring to us. Allah SWT tells us that كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْحَانَ الْمُنْكَرِ You were the best of nations created for people. From the previous ummahs and the current ummah, and there's no more ummah to come after us anyway. Why are we the best of people? كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ أُخْرِجَ خَرَجَ يَخْرُجُ from the Arabic word, meaning that have been taken out from the whole progeny of Adam al-Islam. Meaning you have ummah of Adam al-Islam, you have ummah of Ibrahim al-Islam, ummah of Nuh al-Islam, Isa al-Islam, Musa al-Islam, ummah of they. But the ummah of Muhammad Islam stands far distinct, above all. That is why on the Day of Judgment, every prophet will come with his ummah. According to the Hadith of Rasulullah, he said, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on Hisab Kitab, there will be so many prophets, Nabi and Anbiya. By the way, as we mentioned in this surah, this ayah, Allah says, فَبَعْثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيِّينَ How many Rasul and Messenger of Allah sent? 124,000. Of them, 313 were Rusul. The only difference between a Nabi and a Rusul is Kitab. Nabi does not bring a new book. But he is a prophet, and he ordains, or he empowers, he implements the book that was sent previous to him, to the prophet, with the messenger. Rasulullah is a messenger and a prophet. The simple way to understand this difference, brothers and sisters, is this statement. Every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. Simple statement, simple formula to remember. Again, every messenger is a prophet, inclusive, but not every prophet is a messenger. Illa masha'Allah. Illa masha'Allah. Case in point, Isa al-Islam. He's a prophet. He didn't come to any new ummah, okay? But he's also a messenger because he brought Injil. He came to the same followers of Musa al-Islam. It's very clear in the New Testament that I've been sent to the last Canaanite tribe, C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E. Canaanite tribe was from the tribe of the Semites, which was the followers of Yaqub al-Islam, namely what? Musa al-Islam, after him, next prophet is Isa. And to understand this also is Aaron, or Harun al-Islam. A prophet, but not a messenger. Prophet who's implementing Torah given to his younger brother, although he was elder. Isa al-Islam, yes, a prophet, continuing the same thing, but is also a message. Illa nasha Allah said. But not always it is the case, as we see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the purpose of these prophets and messengers were to come and establish لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ فِيهِ, so that they would establish and do hukum, do decision making between the people in what they differed. People differed, is there a God, is there not a God? So the books, revelations came, solved that. The prophets, messengers came, solved that. People differed, is this life going to end or is it not going to end? Book came, prophets came, messengers came, resolved that. People deferred, what good is it to believe in you guys, meaning the prophets? The book very clearly said, this is the only salvation. There is no other salvation other than that. So, فِيمَا اخْتَلَفُوا here means whatever they deferred upon. Even today, people defer. Even there are people today called what? Atheists, agnostics, don't believe in anything. It's just running around on its own. Well, if you, insane, did not create this world, who created it? I don't know, but it's just Mother Nature. If Mother is nature or Mother Nature, then who's the father? Where's the son? Alright. Then Allah says, وَمَا اخْتَلَفَ فِيهِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ. They did not differ except that when they were given clear, manifest proofs. بَيِّنَاتِ بَغْ. Al-Baghr means rebellion. Meaning Allah is saying, deep down in their heart, those who rejected my prophets and messengers, deep down in their heart, they knew this is the truth. But they don't want to accept it because of pride, arrogance, kibr, whatever reason, because of rebelliousness. What germinated this rebelliousness? Allah knows best. But they just did not. They were stubborn, adamant, just don't want to believe. You still have today people like that. They just don't want to believe. They have the biggest proofs, Quran. Quran says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made from water everything living, every living animal, every living organism on this earth has water in them. Quran says that. These so-called agnostic atheists, they believe that. Yes, there is water in everything. They also believe that, yes, the Quran is truthful, it is speaking the truth, it's telling us about something that we only discovered in the last few centuries, whereas this told us 14 centuries ago. So then why don't you believe? Believe in Allah? No. I just accept that it's a true book, because my scientific findings corroborate with it. So why don't we believe? This is what Allah is saying. بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ الْبَغَى. Rebellion. Why? Ananiya. Ego. Sometimes, insan ki ana aale ayati. And that is what it is. Ego. It's the same ego that destroyed Iblis. Otherwise, Iblis was a very obedient slave jinn of Allah. Not an angel. Yes. Before refusing to bow down to Adam alayhi salam, Iblis was very cherished, lovable, likable, most beloved. So beloved that you can realize how beloved he is, that he is sitting amongst the angels, not with his buddies, jinns. He's in the company of angels. Because Allah never asked the jinns, hey, bow down to Adam alayhi salam. No. Allah asked the angels. So what was he doing there? As the Jamhur al-Ulama, the unanimous agreement of scholars is, that Allah elevated his rank and status because of his obedience. Yani taat ke saath usne har cheez paali, gira guza usse to ye ek sajda tha. Nahi karke wo ek sajda, badbakht ban gaya. Jabki us ek sajde se pehle, wo bahut hi mehboob tha. Kyun? Ananiya, ego. Hai? Mitti ki putle ko main aag se banawa, main mitti ko, kaise sajda kar? خَلَقْتَنِ مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran that Iblis is saying, rebelling, astaghfirullah, to Allah, saying, خَلَقْتَنِ مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِينَ. You created me from fire, you created him, Adam alayhi salam, from clay, dust. How can fire make sujood to dust? Ego. That's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says that whatever sin we do, the moment when we do a sin, when we become a sinner, that moment is the ego of the nafs of insan, the ananiya insan that has uksaya, instigated the person to do that thing, just like Iblis. But Iblis was mazmoom, was badbakh, because he did not make tawbah right away. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah says that the best Mu'min is the one who, when they sin, when they mistake, immediately they have nadam, nadamat. And they make sincere repentance to Allah. Because at least they did not make. Right? Because when somebody is stealing, when somebody is drinking, when somebody is not praying, kya aa raha hai, kya cheez se rok rahi hai? Kisi ne bandu rakha hai, nahi karo, na farmani karo, nahi. Uski apni aana, nahi padhna na, kya karega? Theek hai, main sharab pi raha, tumhe sahi, meri zindagi. Kya uski alaniyat hai? That's why Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah saying, look, before you commit a sin or mistake, dil ko tatolo, poochho apne nafs se, kya tumhari ghairat mar gayi hai, so gayi hai? Kya tumhara zameer khatam ho gaya hai? Ya ye hai ki tumhari ana jaag uthi. Usi ana ko kuchal ke zinda rehna Islam ke us pe, isko Islam kehte. What is a Muslim? We all say, oh, Islam means peace. Muslims means submitter. Submit what? Submit your ego, your nafs, your ana. That I am say. The ana in Arabic is also the ana, right? Ana, I. It's an Arabic word also. I. This I has to be cursed. Kuchal do is ana ko. Kuchal do is I ko. Kuchal do is main ko. Taki phir insan ye ban ke chale, banda. Ki tu hi tu, tu hi tu. Ek sher hai woh kisi ke main bhool jata hu. Kiska zali ke woh sher hai. Usme ye tha tu. یہ جو لفظ ہے تو اس میں اتنی محبت اتنی شیرین اتنی شہد ہے اس میں کہ اس ایک تو کے ذریعے انسان جنت میں پہنچ جاتا کس تو تو میرا خدا تو میرا حامی اور ناصر تو ہی تو تو ہی دنیا میں تو ہی جہاں میں تو ہی ہر جگہ اور اللہ تعالیٰ کو یہ زیادہ پسند ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ loves when someone crushes and kills their ego their nafs and submits with submissiveness, khushu, khushu khudu, kisko kahe? This is what it is. What is khushu and khudu? Submissiveness, in totality, concentration. Not letting the personal thought, nafs, coming in front of Qur'an and ahkam of Qur'an. And you ask yourself, every time in the past that you did some mistake or sin, or every time in the future, God forbid, something happens, ask yourself at that time, was it because of my ana? Do I just think that I am something more important and prior, more priority to myself, my ana, or did I give more priority to Allah? Because if we give priority to Allah, guna kabhi nahi sarzad ho. Agar hum har waqt tawjeeh Allah ko dein, har waqt ehtiram aur ahemmiyat Allah aur Allah ki zaat ko dein, to guna to kabhi sarzad hi nahi hoga. Lekin insaan farishta bhi nahi hai, chote mote to ho jaate. لیکن آپ دیکھیں اسی یہ معیار this is the meaning of why Allah is saying that لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ فِي مَخْتَلَفُ حُکم where is the حُکم derived from the book which book Quran Torah Injil Zabur this is the book where you derive the حُکم from حُکم for what to kill your nafs whenever you are contemplating reflecting should I do it should I don't do it it's the book that gives you حُکم and empowers you to do the action. And then Allah SWT tells us, فَهَدَ اللَّهَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ بِإِذْنِهِ Then Allah guided the people in what they differed upon with haqq, with the permission of Allah, بِإِذْنِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءِ إِلَى صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ And Allah guides those whoever He wants to the righteous path. Yes, a lot of time people make an issue with this ayah. If Allah is saying here, وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ meaning we have no control of hidayat. We can't guide anybody, we can't guide ourselves. So then why is this question? Why is this question? When everything is in Allah's hands, then it's better to hold your hands and sit down. Maybe Allah will guide us. Allah Ta'ala has given us the Aql Salim. Find hidayat, find it, search it. Allah SWT is not asking us that we, if we just sit down with hand to hand thinking, oh, if Allah wants to guide us, He'll guide me. I don't have to do anything. Because that's what the ayah is saying in Surah Baqarah. وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صُرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Allah guides whoever He wants to the right path. So let me just sit and wait. This is a nice waiting game. No. Allah has given us an intellect, a brain, to think and ponder, reflect, a book to read. Think about the book. Think about His ahkam. And when you think, automatically, see, thinking is a very good thing. And that's why all the ulama, they say, think, for Allah's sake, think, for God's sake, think. Because when you think, you open the doors of your horizon. It expands. Because thinking is not just one-ended thing. It's a multi-dimensional thing. It's like a diverging, not a converging, it's a diverging lens. Thinking is a lens that diverges. It opens the brain. Because whenever you think on one thing, you're not going to just stop over it. It's going to lead to another chain. Chain manual. You want a proof? I'll give you a proof. You might have gone through this experience on a daily basis. We come to Salah and Namaz and say, Allahu Akbar. Oh, I have to get that from ShopRite back, my groceries will never be bigger money. Oh, I have to finish that project for the supervisor because Friday says the deadline. Oh, I have to buy those things for the kids, they told me. Allahu Akbar, in answer Allah, oh, I have to go in Ruku. What were you doing? You were doing thinking. But yes, in the wrong time, in the wrong place, in the wrong way. Allah is saying, do the thinking the right way, the right time, the right place. Hote hain? Kahi dafa hote hain? Ki Allahu Akbar, keh rahe zabaan se, Allah tu bahut bada hai, Allahu Akbar. Phir ye soch rahe ho, grocery list bhi lani hai, warna wo maregi, wo bhi karna hai, warna bachcha chillayega, wo bhi. ये कहाँ है? अभी अकबर कौन है ये मुझे बताएं आप. मैं चुप हो जाता हूँ, आप मुझे खुद बताएं अकबर कौन है. अल्लाह के वो बेगम, के वो बच्चे, के वो बॉस, के वो गाड़ी जिसमें ब्रेक खराब है, ओडी कराने, सारी चीजें उस वक्त आती हैं दिमाग में. क्यों? Because that is what Allah is testing. Are you really saying what you're saying? Do you really mean Allahu Akbar? Or is it just Allahu Akbar? Allahu Akbar kabira walhamdulillahi kathira. Allahu Akbar. So, then Allah asks a question. After explaining this whole majra, this why Allah created the dunya, why Allah sent Adam alayhi salam, why Allah sent 124,000, 8,24,000 Anbiya Rasul. After all this, why Allah sent all these books, then Allah asks me and you a question. Am hasibtum an tadkhulu al-jannah? When the whole information is disclosed, opened, relayed, then Allah asks me and you a question. An hasibtum, did you think, O you the reader of the Quran, O you the reader of this ayah, an hasibtum an tadkhul al-jannah, did you think in your wild dreams that you just enter Jannah? Walamma ya'tikum mathal ladina khalaw min qablikum. Did you think you'll enter Jannah just like this, easy, very easy, smooth breeze, without ever having any example of the people who came before you? Khalaw min qablikum. Who were those people who came before us? مَسَّتْهُمْ الْبَأْسَى وَالْضَرَّى وَزُلْزِلُوا. Zulzilu, shake it up. Zilzal. دَهَلْ گئے, ہلاک دئے گئے. لَرَزْ گئے, زُلْزِلُوا. حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهُ. بڑی پیاری آیت, بڑی چوٹ پہنچانے والے. کسی کو اگر یہ آیت بالکل دل میں ٹھاؤ کر کے لگے, وہ انسان سے پھر دوبارہ کبھی وہ بے دین نہیں ہو سکتا. What Allah's mother is saying. Allah is saying, after understanding the Quran, the message of the messengers and the prophets and everything, you now think that just by reading this book or memorizing this book and doing your rituals, doing salah, zakah, siyar, that's it. Khalas, khatam, lapel karak de, Islam complete ho gaya. That's it. I finished my package. My briefcase is ready to go to Jannah. No. If we think that we're just doing the five pillars of Islam and fulfilling the ahkam of Quran is enough, no. Yes, you are a very good person, you don't take riba, you don't take interest, very good person. Yes, you're a very good person, you take care of your parents, you do bir al walidain. Yes, you're a very good person in society, you're a muhsin, you always take care of others. But this is not enough and sufficient to get to Jannah unless and until you go through the experiences of what the people who came before you went through those experiences. And what were those experiences? Number one, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى. بَأْس. They were afflicted. مَسَّتْ. مَسْ. Little word of مَسْ in Arabic means touch. مثل وضو کے حدیث میں آتا ہے کہ بعض روایت میں آتا ہے کہ اگر ایک انسان کا کسی نامحرم مرد یا عورت سے touch ہو گیا, مَسْ. مسل جیسے وضو ٹوٹ گیا. ہمارے حنفی میں تو نہیں ہوتا, اس کے بعد شروط ہیں, لیکن شافعی مذہب میں بہت ہی نازک وضو ہے. آپ چاہ رہے, بلکہ امام شافعی نے بھی کہا, آپ چل رہے ہیں, راستے میں چل رہے ہیں, کوریڈور میں آپ کی کونی ٹکرا گئی, ان کی کونی سے وضو ٹوٹ گیا, جاؤ پھر وضو کرے گا. تو کرالے جگہ میں تو آپ چل نہیں سکتے, حج میں عمرہ میں کیا کریں گے, ہر وقت ٹچ ہو. سو دیٹ از وائی اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ہے سینگ مسّتھم, دے ور ٹچڈ, ناٹ جسٹ ٹچ لائک دس, بٹ گرپڈ. With what? Ba'as. Al-Ba'as, as the scholars explain us, is the shidda of faqr. Shidda of faqr means what? Extreme poverty. What kind of extreme poverty? There are many dimensions. See, when we say poverty, we think, oh, maal ka nahi hona, no money. We think poverty means no money. No, 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 no. The Sharia, the Quran gives many multi-dimensions of poverty. Yes, one of it is money. If a person is really, really extremely poor, they can only afford one meal a day. Brothers and sisters, I ask myself and all the Muslims, can you ever tasawwur, can you ever focus, visualize, just eating one meal a day? One meal a day. Not in Ramadan, not in fasting, without fasting, just one day. For one day, for once, for one trial, experience. Just to feel how shiddatul faqr ba'sa is. For one day, don't eat breakfast, don't eat dinner. Just one meal. Don't call it lunch, because then you're going to eat it at 12 o'clock. Eat it somewhere in the middle. Just eat one. And then when you go to bed that night, ask yourself, how did you feel? Because this is how millions of people are feeling as we speak now in this talk. There is one dimension, shiddatul faqr. The other dimension of faqr, akhdhul mal. Somebody comes and robs you and steals everything from you. This is also ba's. In other words, what? Calamity, affliction, problem, difficulty, parashani, azmaish. Bimari ki bimari. That's another faqr. Another dimension of faqr is chronic illnesses in the family. Husband is sick for a few months. Now when he is cured, Allah afflicted the wife with sickness. 5-6 months she is sick, then she is cured, then the son is now sick. The son is cured, now daughter is sick. Daughter, so husband again. Yaar, kya maazra hai, bhai? Allah shifa bhi de hai, Allah bimari bhi hai. Lekin kunde ke andar bimari chali jari, chali jari, chali jari. This is known in Islam, in Sharia, in Quran, ba's. Massathum al-ba'sa. Ba'sa, shiddat. Har cheez mein intaha, har cheez mein shiddat, har cheez mein akhri cheez. This is the concept of ba'sa in Islam, according to this ayah. Not in just in terms of monetary value of poverty, but also in terms of shidda, extremism, in every time, in sickness, in affliction, somebody comes and steals and robs your house. In killing, person is going outside to go pray, bystander shoots, and the person is dead. What was his guna? What was his dham? He was going to pray jamaat, salatul jamaat in the masjid, but some foolish people going in motorcycle was spraying bullets like spraying paint, and the bystanding crossfire killed. This is ba'sa. That was the only bread earner of the family. When the lash comes home, everybody's crying, where are we going to eat from? Because he was the one supporting 12 people in the family. Brothers and sisters, these are real lives, real stories in our countries, in India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. These things that happen over there, they are not just superficial things, reality. If we only take time out from our life and take a vacation, not for leisure, but a vacation to learn the ba's of shidda of life, and we go to the poverty-stricken places and cities and neighborhood and find, logon ke dukhon pe sirf haath rakh dena, ye marham kafi. Has anyone ever, any Muslim ever taken a vacation for a week or 2 weeks from their job to go put marham, remedy, cure on the zakham of these poor people? This is what Allah is saying. Nobody. Because when you take vacation, it's pre-programmed. It's time to relax. Relieve. But how good a vacation would be that you're relaxing at the same time relieving, alleviating agony and pains of others. Even if you can't help them, but you just go and listen to the stories, devastation of devastation. Like the recent earthquake that happened in Pakistan. Many people just went there. They couldn't help anything, but they just went there to help out voluntarily, and just sit down, spend some time with them. They needed crisis management people, psychologists and psychotherapists, who would just do the crisis management by sitting down with someone and listen to their cries and agonies. Let the cry come out, rona nikal aaye, so that the zakham is not death inside. This is ba'sah. The reason I'm going in detail to explain, because a lot of time people misconstrue this ayah, they think ba'sah means extreme poverty, having no money. Yes, there is only one dimension of it. But there are so many things we see in our lives today, families stricken with problem of illness. Like I gave you an example, that there's a family illness. One member gets cured, another gets sick. When he gets cured, third. So it keeps going on. For them, it's the parshani life. For one person, another kind. Allah gives different things to different people. Why? For the others, the rich and the better off in society, to learn from the experiences. Just like the poor people learn from the rich people. by using their money, the sadaqat and khairat and things like that to help the poor. In the same way, Allah has taught the rich people, the relaxed people of society, learn from the pains and agonies of the poor or from the afflicted. For example, this person works 6 months, 2 months, loses job. Again, works 2 months, 3 months, loses job. You feel like, oh, kisi mein jadoo to nahi, somebody has done some magic, so see, he can't work with stability. No. Could be possible, but this is a test from Allah, azmaish. The literal meaning of ba'sa is test, imtihan, ikhtibar from Allah. Masatum al-ba'sa wa-dharra. Darar is harm, affliction. Any kind of harm, pain that comes. Loss of life, loss of property, loss of dwellings, loss of fortune, loss of anything that is lost. So ba'sa and darra, Allah has put together because they both come together. Masatum al-ba'sa wa darra. In the sense that how much was there this darr and this kind of affliction? It reached its extremism. How do we know it reached extremism? Is Allah using a word here? No. But Allah is giving us a portrayal of how much affliction and harm reached them. Hatta. The word hatta in Arabic literally translated means until. Like if I tell you, انتظرني هناك حتى آتي إليك. An Arabic statement, sentence. انتظرني هناك. Wait for me over there. حتى آتيك إليك. Until I come to you. انتظرني في السيارة حتى يبدأ المطر. Wait for me in the car until rain starts. So the word حتى is conditional. Conditioning the fragment, the sentence. Putting a condition, an injunction. Until this comes to pass, until this. So Allah is using the same word, hatta. I need to explain this grammatically because then you can understand how much parishani they had, how much imtihan, azmaish they had, these people of the previous generation that Allah is talking about in this ayah. Hatta zulzilu. Hatta yaqulu rasulu walladhina aman. Until the people who believe in the prophets and messengers and the rasul himself said, Mata Nasrullah. When is the victory of Allah? And point to be noted here, brothers and sisters, is Hatta Yaqul Rasul Walladhina Aman. There is something in tafsir, linguistically, Siyaqul Ayah, sequence of the ayah. Whatever is mentioned first has a priority, has a significance. Allah is not saying Hatta Yaqul Alladhina Amanu Wal Rasul. No. Allah is putting Rasul first, then. Then who's the first to say? Rasul. The messenger himself is saying, Mata Nasrullah. And those who are with him also saying, Mata Nasrullah. When is the Nasr of Allah? Meaning, Bardash ki quwwat ki intaha pahunchi. Bardash ki quwwat cross nahi kar gayi. Intaha pe pahunchi. Because we have the ayah in Surah Baqarah again, the last ayah in Surah Baqarah, that La yukallifu Allah nafsan illa usaha. La yukallif. Yukallif takleef. Mukallif means ordain. Give responsibility. La yukallif Allah nafsan illa usaha. Allah does not test or bestow a burden upon anyone except according to their capacity. So if we take that ayah with this ayah here, we will say that yes, this messenger and their people did not cross or surpass their capacity. They reached the rim, the brim of the capacity. Because when they reach the intaha to pahunch gaye, unhone kaha mata nasrullah, kab aayegi Allah ki nusrat, ala inna nasrullahi qareeb, bata do unko beshak Allah ka nasr. Nasr sahab hain aaj aaye hain beshak, isliye aaye specially unke liye aaya tha ki wo aaye hain Saudi se itna dur se. To this is coincidence, Allah taala chose this ayah for him. Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. Certainly indeed the nasr, the nusra, the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qareeb, close. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is here talking to the mu'mineen, sahaba ridwanatum ajma'een. Allah here is talking to Rasul alayhi salam and saying that, look, you people who have been given the Quran, you people who are establishing Islam in Medina, you're going through troubles, difficulties, poverty, scarcity of mal, scarcity of resources, problems, masail, mashakil, bimari, parishani, infliction, because there are battles, Ghazwat al-Badr, Uhud, Ahzab, and these things. So if all of these things are happening, so there's injuries, limbs being cut off, people becoming shaheed, they are seeing blood all over the places. Islam is still over there establishing, still in its nascent young state. So all these things are coming, Allah is giving this ayah to strengthen their iman, strengthen their heart. That before they think ke bardasht ka marda khatam ho gaya, Allah is saying, look, there were people who came before you. There were prophets and messengers who came before you. That they masatum al ba'tha wa darra wa zulzulu. Not only were they afflicted with sickness and poverty and difficulty and extremism, but they were also shaken up. Zilzal, zulzulu, zulzulu al ard, zulzulu. What were they shaken up? They were shaken up not literally by the earth shaken up, but the problems, the difficulties that those previous ummah people faced and their messengers. It shook their iman, shook their commitment, shook their nafs, their soul, their wit, their commitment. It shook them up. Hila ke rakh diya. Aisi parshani layak hui ke hila ke rakh diya. To phir unhone kaha, hatta yaqool ar-rasool wal-ladheena amanu. Here the word Rasul does not mean our Rasul Muhammad. Sir. Here Allah is referring to all the previous Rasul that came before Muhammad. Sir. That those, this is what Rasul said to us, to Muslims. That whatever my ummah has been through the test is nothing compared to the tests that the previous ummahs have done. Sharfan li Muhammad as Islam, Rahman li Muhammad as Islam, Inayatan Inaman li Muhammad as Islam. Yani Muhammad as Islam ke sadqe, Muhammad as Islam ki rahmat ke sadqe, Muhammad as Islam ki basharat ke sadqe, Muhammad as Islam ki nimat ke sadqe, Allah Ta'ala ne is ummat al-Islam, ummat Muhammadi alayhi salam ke upar ye sharaf diya ki unko wo sare masail mashakil itne nahi diye jo pichle anbiya aur rusul ke upar aaye ki wo hil gaye dahal gaye aur unke muh se nikla mata nasrullah. Ye ayat kab nazil hui? When was this ayah revealed? This ayah was revealed in the Battle of Ahzab, Battle of Khandaq. Because the Muslims were truly tested. Faqr, faqr zili hai. Khane ko kuch nahi hai. Peene ko kuch nahi hai. Halak sukha ja raha. Nowadays it's pollen, you know. Pollen, allergies. You take Claritin or Allegra, Zyrtec. Or if you take Allegra D, don't take it. Because what is decongestant? It dries up like anything. When you take these antihistamines, it dries your throat. Why does the physician say, keep drinking a lot of fluids? Now I understand, doctor. When I was a child, never understood why they keep saying, drink fluid, fluid. But fluid take out. Now I understand. When you take the histamine, it literally suffocates your throat. You halak ke paas jo cheez hai na, kaatne ki tarah lagti. When you swallow your saliva even, it hurts. That is how dry it becomes. This is why I explained it. This is how they went through in Ahzab, in Khandaq. When they dig up the ditch around Medina and they left their old and their wives and their children in the hands of Munafiqeen and Yahud that were living. Bani Qurayda, Banu Qaynuqa. They look, take care of our family. We have a common interest. People are attacking, laying a siege on Medina. You guys take care of our man and our families. We, the Muslims and the Sahaba, along with Rasulullah, will go out and defend the city. But they backstabbed them. Piche se khanjal kho gaya peer. They backstabbed them, they attacked those man and family, and the Munafiqeen joined with those Yahud. And the Muslims here on the battlefront are facing like thorns in their necks due to the scarcity of water. Pains and groans of the stomach. You know, when you are extremely hungry, you know, pet mein mamor hota hai. Aap kehte hai, yaar chup ho ja bhai. Khana milne wala hai, chup ho ja. Wo kehte hai, pet mein chuhe daude. Shayad yehi chuhe awaaz karte. It happens sometimes. Sometimes it's a very embarrassing situation. You are empty stomach, everything. You walk into a conference room, you have a conference. There are like 10 executives sitting over there. And they keep saying, what is this noise going on? And you're like, please stop. I have a meeting. Executive sitting here. But you can't stop. Because the stomach is hungry. The man is coming. You know what you can do? You can do what Rasulullah and Sahaba did. When a Sahabi came, when this ayah was revealed, when a Sahabi came to Rasulullah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Shiddatul Faqr, Shiddatul Jo, Wal Aj, the extremism of hunger and poverty and thirst has afflicted us so much that he opened his tent and said, I can't bear this. I have put the stone, patr, I have wrapped the stone on this to suppress my stomach. Something about medical science. If you suppress your stomach, the noise goes away. I tried it once, you can try also. It goes away. So that's what Rasulullah told them, and they were doing that. They put stone, and he came crying. Bhook se, pyaas se, shiddat se, run. Soche zara, kabhi hum roye hain bhook aur pyaas se? Kabhi hum roye hain shiddat se, azmaish se? Hamari zindagi to aasaishe mein, aaram ke, aaram gaon mein guzar rahi. Ye log itne pareshan. Soche ki Allah Taala ne hum pe bada karam kiya. Allah Taala ne hamein badi nawazish, badi inayat ki. कि हमें कभी रोना नहीं आया भूख की वजह से. हमने कभी अपने बच्चों का दिल बिलाहत वो कराहना नहीं देखा भूख की वजह से. दूध के टपके उनके मुंह पे नहीं गिर रहा, वो भूख से चिल्ला रहे हैं, लड़ रहे हैं, लबरेज हो रहा उनका पैमानों का सबर का. और आप महकते बिल्कुल कोई सरो सामान नहीं, कुछ नहीं कर सकते, बल्कि अपने को कोस रहे हैं, मैं कैसा बाप हूं कि मैं दूध की दो घोट भी नहीं पिला सकता. ऐसे मुसलमान हैं आज इस वक्त इस लम्हे जो हम और आप बात करें, जो गुजर रहे इन दो चार इन आसाइशों इन मुश्किलात से, और हम इतने आसाइश में बैठे, हम क्या मुंह दिखाएंगे अल्लाह ताला को, हम क्या जवाब देंगे अल्लाह ताला को कि अल्लाह ने हमें गाली दी, अल्लाह ने हमें बारिश दी, हमें ये मौका, ये फराम, ये पैसे, ये माल, ये आसाइशें, ये एनवायरमेंट दिया अमेरिका, हमें तो यहां रह के सर निगू होकर सिर्फ सर भी ना उठाना पड़े. ऐसे आसाइश, क्योंकि कहते हैं अमेरिका का जो मुसलमान फकीर भी है वो किसी मुसलमान मुल्क के अमीर के भी बराबर. यहां का फकीर, व्हाट इज द पॉवर्टी लेवल हियर इन अमेरिका? 24,000, 20,000 इन एवरेज अ ईयर. इवन दैट 24,000, यू आर नॉट हंग्री बिकॉज यू आर एटलीस्ट गेटिंग द फूड एंड ड्रिंक. देयर आर पीपल लिटरली ब्रदर्स सिस्टर्स दे डोंट गेट मिल्क. Milk that we take as a commodity, take it for granted today, they are not getting milk. Go in Bangladesh, go in Burma, go in Sri Lanka, Muslims, Muslim communities, living in a tent with a sheet where rain comes, they are all drenched in water. And they use that water to drink. At least it's fresh coming from the small. This is the philosophy of this era. Allah is saying, who are you? You are Muslims. You are someone who needs to understand and realize the essence of this life. And that is why this ayah was revealed in the time of Ghazwatul Khandaq, Ghazwatul Ahzab, Battle of Khandaq, Battle of Bitch. Because the Muslims in Battle of Badr, in Battle of Uhud, were somewhat comparatively better off. But this was the true test, that they were having stones on their belt, on their stomach, and they still could not stop crying from the shiddah of hunger and thirsty. They came, bilbila ke aage, ya Rasulullah, ab bardasht nahi hota. Ab nahi hota, kya kare? Sarkare do alam, aqa namdar ne kya kaha? Kya kiya? Kuch nahi kaha, kuch nahi bola. Sif apne ye do mubarak haath uthaye, aur pet ke upar se kapda hata diya. काफी था ये बोलना, काफी था ये दिखाना कि वही इंसान जो रोने लगा वो अब और रो रहा है आका की इस दो पत्थर जो उनके पेट पे लगे कि ए आका नामदार, आप हमसे भी ज्यादा. बिकॉज व्हाई? ही इज उसवतुन हसना, कुदवा, रोल मॉडल, एग्जाम्पल, लीडरशिप. दिस इज द मीनिंग ऑफ लीडरशिप. आज हमारे लीडर्स कहां हैं? जरा पूछे उन लिमोजीन में मर्सिडीज लेडीज मॉडल, और लोग दूध के लिए तरस रहे, और यहां आका नामदार भूखे प्यासे दो पत्थर बांधे हुए रो फिर भी नहीं रहे. लेकिन आने वाला जो अपना रोते हुए आ रहा था, अपना रोते जाता है, वो अपनी परेशानी भूल गया और फिर भी रो रहा है, लेकिन अब अपने लिए नहीं रो रहा है. सरकार दो आलम रहमतुल्लिल आलमीन सईद अल मुर्सलीन के लिए रो रहा है कि इतनी आजमाइश, इतनी शिद्दत. हां, क्योंकि इसी का नाम है इस्लाम, इसी का नाम है ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह. जब तक वो इंसान मुसलमान ही क्या जो आंसू की दो कतरे ना बहाए शिद्दत की वजह से, जो आंसू की दो कतरे ना बहाए आका की इस कैफियत को देख के, आका की इस आजमाइश को देख के दो आंसू ना निकले, वो इंसान हुब्बे आशिक रसूल नहीं कहलाने के काबिल. क्योंकि ये चीजें हमें याद, चाहे वो 2006 हो, चाहे वो 1427, वी नीड टू रिमेंबर दीज थिंग्स बिकॉज दिस वॉज अवर रोल मॉडल. इफ आई से द रसूल इज माई रोल मॉडल एंड आई स्लीप एवरी नाइट विद ओवर स्टफिंग माई बेली, माई स्टमक, बुफे डिनर 1999, What am I going to? मैं कैसे हौजे कौसे से पानी पीते हुए कहूंगा आका आपके ऊपर तो दो पत्थर बंधे रहते लेकिन मैंने शालावाज या शालीमार का बुफे नहीं छोड़ा. खाएं बेशक खाएं लेकिन सुन्नत भी याद रखें, एक तिहाई पानी, एक तिहाई खाना, एक तिहाई हवा. I'm not saying this to criticize or in a condescending way, but I'm saying we have forgotten not Islam, we have forgotten not Sunnah, we have forgotten Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we drink, ulte haath se pee rahe. Kisko bhule? Aapne Islam bhula hai, aapne Quran bhula hai, aapne us paak zaat ko bhula diya, jiske wujood se hum aur aap zinda hai aaj. Aap khade hoke pani peete hain. किसको भुला दिया आपने? इस्लाम को बुलाया, कुरान को बुलाया, आपने नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को बुला दिया जिन्होंने हमेशा ना कभी उल्टे हाथ से पानी पिया ना खड़े होकर पानी पिया सिवाय शाज़ होना जैसे हबर आए थे. एंड दिस इज व्हाट आई एम ट्राइंग टू से दैट दिस आयत इज सेइंग टू द बिलीवर्स यू वांट नसरुल्लाह. आज हम भी यही सवाल पूछ रहे हैं, है ना? बिल्कुल. 1.6 billion Muslims asking every other person, Mata Nasrullah, Mata Nasrullah, kab Allah ki azmaish khatam hogi, kab Allah ki nusrat aayegi, when will the victory of Allah come, when will the nusrat of Allah come, when will this 1.6 billion Muslims who are being killed where the blood has become cheaper than water, because even Poland spring water is expensive, the blood is so cheap you can slaughter people when they are sitting there. Regardless of whatever the aqeedah of anybody is, if there are people sitting to commemorate and remember the shakhsiyah, the personality of Rasulullah, they are slaughtered. Zabah ho jate hain, janwar se bhi badtar. Aur karne wala koi kafir nahi, usne bhi kahin na kahin shahadat padi hogi. La ilaha illallah Rasulullah. Lekin apne ghuluf mein, behkawe mein, wo bhul gaya ki wo aqa ke in aashiqon ka qatl karne ja raha. I mean, I ask myself this question. How is it happening that 57 people die on a stage right after Salat al-Maghrib? I don't care what your aqidah is. I don't care whether you agree or not to celebrate the birthday party. My only question is, are you insane or a hayawan? Or are you worse than a hayawan? And then we say that we are being massacred, rampaged, killed, ruthlessly, bloodshed, all over. Not just Pakistan, that one even, but anywhere, Saudi Arabia, other places, anywhere, Indonesia. You pick up the whole Muslim countries, 57 OIC, and there's not a single day in any one of them where bloodshed is not there. So then the Muslims right now are in karm, pain. And the Muslims right now are asking the same question that this ayah is asking me and you. Mata Nasrullah. Look what Allah is saying. Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. Ala is for ta'keed, ihtiram, stressing, emphasize. Indeed, certainly, ala, inna. Again, ta'keed number two, inna is also a word from the Quranic Arabic of stressing, emphasizing something. So Allah is double stressing. Ala, inna, nasrullahi, qareeb. Very close. So you say, how qareeb? Did you ever think about it, how qareeb it is? Is it 1 mile? 1 yard, 1 centimeter, 1 millimeter. How qareeb is it? Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah in his tafsir of this ayah says, it is so qareeb, it's more closer than your jugular vein. Because the one who, akalman ki ishara kafir, the one who's intelligent, sufficient enough for him or her is the sign. What does Allah say? The sign for the nusra of Allah is, you have to go through extreme poverty, shiddat, takleef, bardash, sabr. If you're not doing sabr, bardash, takleef, and you're not going through those things, then you will not get the nasr of Allah. And exactly that is happening in 57 Muslim countries. When he, Rasulullah, had 2 stones on his stomach in Ghazwat of Khandaq, he's telling Sahaba and the generation of Muslims to come, leadership is this. When the leader bears more than the ummah, when the leader perseveres more than the people, when the leader feels the pain more than the people, then the nusra of Allah comes. Because Allah gave nusra in the battle of Ahzab, didn't he? Yes, because this ayah was revealed right after that, the nusra came. So my question to me and you and all of us is, ask those 57 Muslim countries' leaders, presidents and prime ministers of Indonesia, Malaysia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Kuwait, Egypt, Libya, Syria, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. Ask them what food they eat, What drink they drink? What car they ride in? What bed they sleep in? What shoes they wear? What clothes they wear? What lifestyle they have? Ask them how full is their stomach every night. Ask them why can't they hear the crying of those kids who can't get two drops of milk. And we say, Mata Nasrullah? Allah says, you want nasr? Here is my nasr. It is ready for you to receive. Awam mein jo taqat hai, wo kisi mein taqat hai. Unfortunately, our ummah is sleeping. Sula diya hai in logon ne upar se, poison de de. Zahar de de ke sula diya hai, ummat ki hiss ko sula diya hai, ummat ki khair ko sula diya hai, ummat ki zameer ko maar diya hai, ummat ki har cheez ko maar diya hai. Aaj hamari ghairat kahan hai ki hamari aurtein aur musalman mulkon mein nangi ghoom rahi hai. Literally nahi, lekin unke kapde kya hai, nange ke barabar hai. Aaj hamari ghairat mar chuki hai ki hamare khalid, hamare husband jo hai, wo nahi parwah karte agar unki biwi kisi aur ke saath ja rahi hai. یہ غیرت ہے, یہ ہمت ہے, یہی ڈراموں میں دکھایا جا رہا ہے, یہی فلموں میں دکھایا جا رہا ہے, اور ہم بڑے من سے دیکھ دیکھ کے اس پہ تبصرے کرتے ہیں کہ دیکھو کتنی بری چیز ہو. ارے کہنا برا صحیح نہیں, اس کو روکو, اس کو سمجھاؤ کیوں دکھا کیوں رہے ہیں وہ آپ کو, تاکہ آپ کے گھروں میں بھی اس 20 inch کی اسکرین کے ذریعے زہر اگل دیں, تاکہ آپ کی بیگم بھی یہی کرنے لگے, آپ کا شوہر بھی یہی کرنے لگے, آپ بھی دیکھ دیکھ کے سیکھیں. کبھی آپ نے سوچا ہے کہ برائی کو پھیلانے کا طریقہ کیا ہے, اس سے روا دوا کر دو. کیسے؟ میڈیا سب سے بڑی چیز. And then we say متى نصر اللہ. Until and unless we get up on our feet, we demand peacefully, protest. I was reading an article on internet just today in the news, article written in the Guardian in England.